Virginia Montgomery was among some 100 City of Hampton residents who live near Newmarket Creek. They came to hear about potential solutions to their flooding problems. Like Montgomery, they were asked to place a dot on a map to indicate their neighborhood. Terry O'Neill leads the Resilient Hampton Initiative that brought experts together for a week-long workshop and this meeting. The city is targeting neighborhoods along Newmarket Creek for its first flood resilience pilot project. O'Neill explains.
The creek itself runs through and touches many, many different neighborhoods, so it's not just a one neighborhood approach. It runs through some commercial areas, so it's a very complex system. And while very, very challenging, if we can come up with strategies that work, we think it'll put us in a good place to apply those throughout the community.
The roads in Hampton Roads refers to the deep water channel and to the land around it, which nowadays is literally miles of roads and parking lots. For Dutch landscape architect and urban planner Steven Schlobisch, this is strange.
I see so little people here outside on the streets. I see so little people walking because there are hardly any opportunities to walk there. So I also want to promote that, to deliver an environment that invites people to walk, to exercise, to meet other people.
And all those parking lots.
We don't have those huge parking greens with only asphalt where no water can get through. That's ridiculous.
Besides Newmarket, he noticed other creeks are hidden in backyards and behind businesses, preventing people from seeing, using, and caring for them.
Hampton is a city of creeks. So much water. And how can we make that water more visible and enjoyable? And how can we make people live with the water, facing the water, instead of turning their back to the water?
As land subsides, storm drainage has become another problem. Catherine and Isaiah Roberts have lived next to the creek since 1972. They say it floods into their yard during nor'easters. Catherine Roberts says debris flows down the creek from neighboring communities.
We're right down from Newport News. So they clean out their stuff and improve their drainage system. And we get the rest of the stuff. A couple of the neighbors, we try to keep it cut down on the back so it's not so much trash there. But still, we flood.
Though a bit more optimistic about some of the city proposals, Isaiah Roberts has his doubts.
I've been talking for 40 years. For 40 years, and I haven't seen anything did to that creek to help that water. Some of them parking lots could go away, and then the water will have somewhere to go. Because any parking lot, any building that you build, and you put a parking lot to hold 600-700 cars, that's a basin.
So will he go to the next meeting?
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the next meeting. The next meeting and the next meeting.
The city has a tight timeline with plans to begin work this fall on smaller projects that neighborhoods can afford, like rain gardens. For larger infrastructure projects, the city is looking at private investment through environmental impact bonds. From the city of Hampton, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.